So you are in the middle of this campaign right now addressing the bass population, the declining bass population across Rideau Lakes. Tell me a little bit about this.
Yes. Interesting statistics have shown that the bass population is indeed decreasing over the years, and it's because of something that most people wouldn't even think of. It's being caused by pre-season bass fishing. And what happens is the male bass guards the nest, and if he's taken away for as little as 5 minutes, other fish come in and eat all the babies. When people are pre-season bass fishing, they're doing catch and release. But all they have to do is catch that bass, take him out of the water, and boom, all the babies are gone. And the unfortunate thing is, the government put in a program to limit bass fishing until about the end of June. Well-intentioned program, but the reality of the situation is it only prevents bass fishing. It doesn't prevent other fishing. So when a conservation authority person goes and catches somebody fishing prior to bass season, the person says, "I'm not bass fishing, I'm fishing for perch." And there's nothing the conservation authority can do about it. And because of that, there's less and less bass being generated from their nests. As an example, in Opinicon Lake 2 years ago, the number of babies that were being hatched out of bass nests was 15% of the total that were actually laid. They put a program in place on Opinicon and Charleston Lake to put in these things called bass spawning sanctuaries, where they would isolate an area with approval from the provincial government where no fish, not just bass, no fishing period is allowed in that area until 2 weeks after the bass season opens. The results they saw in Opinicon Lake were astounding. 85% instead of 15%, 85% of the eggs left the nest. And that's the program that we're now trying to expand into Big Rideau, Upper Rideau, and Lower Rideau Lakes.
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting, the point about catch and release, because, you know, when people think about fishing, that's technically considered the most humane way of doing it. You know, you release it back in the environment. But as you said, it really only takes minutes until of it being out of their environment that serious damage is caused. So you sought and secured support from the council in your efforts here, and now you're taking this to the province as well.
Yes. We're working with a group called the Fisheries Conservation Foundation. They're the ones that sponsored the bass spawning sanctuaries in Charleston and Opinicon Lake. It took them 2 years working with the government to get those in place. Now they know how to do it. They think they can do that process with the government in about a year for our three lakes. And there's a really interesting thing I should have mentioned earlier. These bass spawning sanctuaries, there's no fishing allowed, period, of any fish in that sanctuary for 2 weeks after the bass season opens. But after that 2 weeks, it's wide open for all fishing. And there was a bit of a misconception originally that the spawning sanctuaries were closed for the whole year. That's not correct. It's just up to 2 weeks after the bass season.
And then there's that happy medium that I think everybody can live with, because you're still allowed to fish after X date, and conservation officers have actually something to enforce if you're caught fishing beforehand.
Exactly. And the conservation authorities like it because you can't fish, period, in there. And if they catch you, you're guilty.
So you're having these conversations now. Where are we at with the process?
So, we're working with the Fisheries Conservation Foundation. They're lining up. We've got a one-pager that's going to go on our website explaining this whole process. They're going to start the lobbying with the provincial government in early January. We've basically got the whole framework laid out. We know exactly where we want the spawning sanctuaries in all three lakes. It's already identified. We just need to review that with some of the anglers to make sure we've got the right ones. And then we're off to the races.
Okay. And so this happens, everything. What's the end game here? What's the goal that you're trying to accomplish?
The end game is to increase the bass population so that fishermen can start catching big fish again. Because what's happened over the years, not only has the number of fish gone down, but the size of the fish have gone down due to the preseason bass fishing.
Are you an avid fisher yourself?
I go out not a lot, maybe 3 or 4 times a year, but last season I went out and in a day we caught, must have been a dozen bass, and 8 of the dozen were 6 inches or less. And that's a fairly common thing that everybody's seeing across the lake. They're catching a lot of small fish. And interestingly, those small fish are coming from the 2 years when we had COVID because nobody was on the lake fishing.
Right. Well, that's great. You mentioned your website. What is that if people wanted to learn more?
It is www.BigRitoLakesAssociation.com. And there's a really, the original webinar that we had with Dr. David Phillips from the Fisheries Conservation Authority explaining this whole process is on there. So if you look under our website, I forget which tab it's under, but it's on there. It's a fascinating study that they did.
Okay, is there anything else you feel like we should mention we didn't really touch on?
No, I think we covered all the key points. We're working even with the tournament organizers now who sponsor bass tournaments on the lake to get their involvement. And from their perspective, it should be great because there's going to be more fish for them to catch.
Yeah, I suppose that should have been a question of mine. What has the response been from the community and people you've talked to?
From the people I've talked to, once they recognize it's open 2 weeks after the bass season, they're A-OK. When they thought it was closed all year, there was a lot of pushback. But once we explained the situation, the feedback has been really positive.